Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Members of the Alaska Department of Transportation will attend the Borough Assembly meeting in Homer on September 19th to follow up on the ongoing discussion over the salt brine used on Peninsula roads during winter.
If the citizens of the area are concerned, and there's a petition that shows that, it's incumbent upon us as public servants to at least get back to folks and let them know what it is we are looking at and what we can review and look at for options.
Said Mills in a call to KSRM. Mills also attended an assembly meeting on August 1st, during which he committed to a DOT review of the brine's usage. According to Mills, the department will be conducting a full analysis of the brine. That includes considerations on potential alternatives for mitigating winter road ice.
We're looking internally at the different practices among M&O stations to ensure that, you know, we're understanding how everyone is using brine.
He acknowledged that not all boroughs around the state even use the sodium chloride mixture for road maintenance.
Again, it's been pointed out by folks that the MATSU M&O office at DOT does not utilize brine. They use a combination of sand and salt. So just doing a contrast between those different practices. And of course, if that's an alternative strategy that is desired by folks on the peninsula, that we would look to get a cost estimate and time frame in mind so folks can understand what that would look like.
Mills does temper expectations of the time frame for the DOT analysis, however, cautioning that it may not be up to the public's level of desired expediency. According to Mills, the analysis has been saddled with a one-year timetable, so residents of the peninsula shouldn't expect any changes in M&O road ice mitigation practices this coming winter. Alaska DOT Commissioner Ryan Anderson also intends to be present at the September 19th meeting, although scheduling conflicts may prevent his attendance. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Silver Salmon Derby began on Tuesday. Here's Adriana Hernandez-Santana with more.
The 7th annual Kenai Silver Salmon Derby begins September 12th and invites members of the peninsula to participate through September 17th. However, this Salmon Derby is unlike the usual fishing competition. In efforts to reduce catch and release injuries that harm the silver salmon's population, this derby uses a different method. Instead, it utilizes the magic weight, where the winner is determined by not how heavy the fish is, but rather who can get the closest to the randomized weight of the day.
Daily, we will have prizes for adults and kids that will be announced the next day,
said Executive Director Samantha Springer.
So you weigh in, you find out if you won the next day. And then we have grand prizes that will be awarded on Wednesday, September 20th.
The grand prize is $5,000 for adults and $1,000 for kids. Interested in participating? Tickets are required prior to participation and are available for purchase at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, Saldatna Chamber of Commerce, Sportsman Warehouse, and Three Bears. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce invites all the members of the community to participate in this Alaskan experience, all while helping maintain the health of the wild salmon population. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
To honor the lives lost, AmeriCorps members serving Alaska will commemorate the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks by joining in patriotic acts of volunteer service as part of the September 11th National Day of Service and Remembrance, commonly known as 9/11 Day. This joint collaboration of service projects will be occurring across the state in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. The events of 9/11 and the heroism of our first responders inspired thousands of young people to get involved and ultimately led to the inception of the September 11th National Day of Service and Remembrance, founded by the nonprofit 9/11 Day, with the support of the 9/11 community, AmeriCorps, and bipartisan leaders in Congress. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.